calling KJ4HYC. 4AA is clear.
KO4NUE, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
KW2MJP, you're coming through loud and clear and full quieting.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Directed net. Excuse me. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll go ahead and start the check-ins with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, Fred and Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don in Piedmont, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, and KJ4TIQ, Philip in Easley, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, W. Richard in Greenville. Pull up the Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John.
Welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit via Echolink. And, John, you're a little bit spotty there. I didn't catch whether you'd be in for comments tonight or not, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Roger, I will hang around.
Now for comments, sir. All right, let's go ahead with the RF portion of the check-in tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73 for each one of you.
NUE. Good man or a well, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Is in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling me, Chad. Hope you and Anna have a great evening. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
I can recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina tonight. And W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, we'll make one more call, India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock, No traffic, no round tape.
NUE. Chad, hope you've had a good day today. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for comments. Trust that everybody will have a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to welcome KI4 LZI, that's Mr. Andy up in Table Rock, and also KK4 JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and Greer. And Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, he brings along his wife, KC4 MFK, that's Miss Donna. And Larry, you tell Miss Donna, me and Anna said hello tonight. With that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and your suffix begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, Matt, Western Greenville County, be native and native, 7-3, you and all the net, and tell us Anna I said hello.
Oscar, November Oscar, Marina, and my husband, Felix Four, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Hila Mike Four, Mike Oscar, Beck, Shell. We're all in these months. I'll be negative and negative.
And you eat? And Whiskey Two, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative soon for a bit, and tell Anna hello for Wendy and I, and 7-3.
You make sure I have it. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. That's Miss Michelle, all from Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. He brings along his wife, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy, both in Simpsonville tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, it's nice to hear you on the radio, sir. All right. Any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, WG, Pharmacy. Chad, did you get me?
But I just walked right over your name. I am so sorry. We'd like to welcome our Thursday night net controller, Mr. Matt, WG4MC from Western Greenville County. My apologies, Matt. You know, it happens. So I am sorry, but we got you in the log, sir. All right, let's, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out.
So I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Ms. Tracy we said hello. Also, let's move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Welcome, Whiskey 4, November Sierra, W4NS, Mr. Chris in Lyman. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Chris. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert, on the road in Lawrence. That'll be negative
is negative.
4 NUE. In Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative, negative.
I'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris, in Liberty, and KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert, in Lawrence tonight. Okay, one more call, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in KO4RMM. This is Kurt in Greenville. I'm going to be negative and negative and note you tonight. Fine howdy do to you and everybody else on out there on the nut tonight. Chad, thank as always, thanks for your hard work and dedication to putting together a great net.
Welcome, KO4RMM. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Kurt's been a while since I've heard from you, sir. I hope you are doing well. Nice to hear from you. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And your suffix ends in Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
This is Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-ray. Good evening, Chad. Tell Miss Anna I said hi. Glad the atmospheric conditions cleared up here. I see the moon going in and out, clouds are going in and out, so I had a lot of noise in my my HT, but everything's good up here now, getting into the repeater hopefully, 73s, and I'll be in and out this evening.
NUE. Ed, please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, I'm mobile in Cleveland, just about to the driveway. No traffic, no table. Good evening to you, Anna, and everyone on the net.
NUE. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman, and I'll be negative, negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
So, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land walls, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. It's KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down in Woodruff. Good evening, Chad. Hope you're doing well. I will be negative and negative monitoring if KI4DOS is checking in and comes on channel this evening. Would like to reach out during the rag chute if possible.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's stop right there and recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome KE0UUX. That's Mr. Joe up in Mount Pisgah. And Joe, I don't know what you're doing to your signal up there tonight, but you are just about full quiet. So kudos to you. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All right. We'd also like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. And Mr. Shane, I'm glad you are at the beginning of your driveway tonight. I know it's been a long day for you. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve in Inman. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod in the land of Waz. And Rod, please tell Dorothy we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And Daniel, if Mr. Gary checks in tonight, I will let him know you are waiting in the wings, sir. All right, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. This is KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Glenn in Gray Court. Say hi to everyone, 73s, but, you know, just mark me in and out. say hi to everyone.
Kiwi. Thank you for calling that. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Check in Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, and Chad, I apologize for not being at the front of the net, but I have an announcement.
4NUE. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. It's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. Just listening.
Up there just for a second. Okay. KJ4BKI, did not get your name, sir.
I'm sorry, Jack. It's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. J-A-C-K, Juliet, Alpha, Charlie, Quebec. J-A-C-K, Jack.
Okay, let's go ahead and take care of some business here real quick. Priority is going to be Mr. Gary. Gary, would you like to put a number on your announcement, sir?
N-U-E and an N, K-I-4-D-O-S. Yeah, make it my number one for tonight, Chad. Just want to remind everybody that this coming Saturday, which will be the 16th, I believe, we have testing at the Red Cross building. If you want to upgrade or if you know somebody that wants to get their ham license, be at 940 Grove Road. It's at the Red Cross Greenville. Starting at 9 o'clock. The price is still $10. But there is one new item. You do have to have an FRN number before you can take the test. So if you are new to the hobby and don't have your license yet, you need to go to the FCC website and go to the amateur section and get an FRN. It's not hard, and they'll issue it to you right then and there. It won't take you but a minute. But get your FRN, bring $10, a picture ID, and be there at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's all I got, Chad. KI4DOS, back to net.
DOS, KO4NUE. Gary, appreciate your announcement. Are there any stations that need any feels on Gary's announcement tonight? Mr. Gary, one more piece of business for you, sir. After I recognize this group of check-ins, KO4ZYX was looking to have a short QSO with you. So let me go ahead and recognize these stations. And Daniel, if you're still out there, I'll prompt you to call your station, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome KD2BNG, that's Mr. Glenn in Gray Court, and W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler, sorry about that, Tyler, and KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob in Gray Court, N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson, W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and he brings along his pretty little bride. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, also in Easley. And KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack in Rock Hill. So with that, KO4ZYX, he's still in there, sir.
4NUE, it's KO4ZYX, that's affirmative, I'm still here.
Daniel, go ahead and call your station, sir.
KI4DOS, this is KO4ZYX.
For ZYX, KI4DOS. Hey, Daniel.
Good evening, Mr. Gary. I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that
I sent you an email dealing with the SwapNet. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware if you got some weird random email. I had the Anytone HT for sale. But other than that, I just wanted to let you know that I sent you an email on that. And with that, I will be clear. This is KO4ZYX. Turn it back over to Net Control.
I have not checked my email today, but I'm pulling it up now and see if it's in here. If it didn't come through, I'll let you know. I do not have it. I don't have it. Don't have any thing from you. If you want to resend it, that'll be fine. KI4DOS, back to net.
I'm going to come back and let me go ahead and finish up. Make one more call for Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. And Echo Link station up there, I'll be right there. So we'll move on to Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Control, Tampa 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA, the name is Richard. Please check in my wife, Sally. Her call is Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA. And my daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, Simpsonville, negative and negative. And I had a question for you when you get time.
Welcome via Echo Link tonight, KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard. He brings along his wife, KA4JCA, Miss Sally, and their daughter, KA4AZL, Mr. Ashley. All in, I believe you said Hendersonville. Richard, I'm sorry. Was it Hendersonville or Simpsonville?
Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead with your question, Richard.
Was in regards to the auto login on the Brayer's page, is that something that you have to do every night, or is it just like a one-time thing? I mean, I'm trying to monitor nightly, and the only way right now I can check in is through Echolink, so I wasn't sure if it's something I had to pre-register ahead of time or not.
So let me explain how that works real quick. So on the website, obviously you have the chance to do what's called a pre-check or a net check on the website. So if you are not going to be able to check in via Echolink or RF, and you would like to give us your call sign for your count, for the count, you know, it is important for us to, you know, to have a count to submit to the FCC that the frequency is in use. So if you are busy and you cannot check in Echolink or RF and you would like to, you know, put your call out there for the count, then you just check in with on the pre-net check. You know, if you're out and about and you know you're not going to be close by to home, and you know you can do that every night. It goes away at midnight, and we start to count over for the next day. So, in short, it is there if you cannot check in any other way, and you'd like to give us the count over.
That explains it. I wasn't sure how that was working because sometimes with my health and medication, I cannot check in on Echolink, but I like to try to listen. But I do like the idea of being able to check in to give you the numbers. All right, thank you very much. KA3JCA, back to net.
I hope we answered your question tonight, sir. And welcome to the net. Any way you can get in, we appreciate your check-in. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HPX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Patrick, you might have it by yourself tonight. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. All right, I'll make one more call. Echo through hotel, any station, echo through hotel. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Zulu, the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and Moore.
Again, November 4, nothing like radio. N4NLR, name here, Jim, location. Greenville, South Carolina. Please send me in and out, and good evening to you and everybody on the net.
For NUE. Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, 73.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W Uniform 2 Tango. That's Mr. Rusty and Moore. Rusty, it's nice to hear your voice, sir. It's been a while since I have spoken with you. And we'd also like to welcome N4NLR, Mr. Jim in Greenville, and K3JCD. That's Mr. Jim also in Buffalo tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. Okay, we'll make one more call in case I missed anybody. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the rag chew. Please call KO4NUE.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic. I do have a question about pre-checking in. I can't find it on what I'm looking at on the web. I will be monitoring.
Go ahead and welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. Ed, what's your question with the pre-check-in, bud?
Just how do I do it? I'm on the website now, and nothing looks like it's a pre-check.
Hang on 1 second, Ed. Let me get there with you, and I'll walk you through it real quick, so you kind of know what's going on. You on the BRARS CC website for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, correct?
It's a W4YK site, and it's got in blue, and I'm not sure which one to go to.
KO4NUE with WD8RON. Okay, Ed, so scroll down and you'll see your menu there. It'll say home, library, our hobby, so on and so forth. Look under library and you'll see net pre-check-in and click on it.
W4DJW with a comment. When Ed said W4YK, that means he's on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club website, not the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website. The two are different. BRARS.CC is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and its call is W4NYK, and the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club is W4YK. Two different radio clubs, similar call signs, similar names, not the same website. W4DJW.
Hey, Lee and Dave, that's why we pay you $1 million a year to be our net manager. So, okay, Mr. Ed, you got that? BRARSCC. Let me know when you're there, sir.
Yeah, come in.
I just love to say, this is Jack Rocky. I'll say it's just it. I've always listened, and it's great. I mean, the way y'all cover and help each other is unreal. So, great net. Catch more BK, I said that. Catch more BK, Jack. Drive a good
one. Jack, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight and appreciate your comment. This is a wonderful group of people, and the fellowship is amazing. So, all right, Mr. Ed, you still in there?
Coming up, so it should be a minute or so before it comes up.
Will do, Mr. Ed. I'm going to go ahead and move to the rag chute. You look for the section where it says net pre-check-in on the website. I'll put you down for a comment, and if you have not found it by then we'll stop in the rag chute portion and help you out. Okay, with that, let's move on to, let me go ahead and secure the form portion. Stand by. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. It has been a pleasure, and we'll go ahead and start the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins throughout the rag chew. First on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, Mr. John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Say hello to Anna for me. Want to let those that care know that we've got a new comet in the sky, and unfortunately it won't be able to be seen naked eye. It will require at least a pair of binoculars or a small telescope. But it is a large comet. It is called C2017K2, or simply K2, and it is in fact named after the mountain K2. It's the second biggest comet that they have discovered so far. And even though it's named after the mountain K2, it's about twice the size of the mountain. It has a ball of gas around it, which is almost the size of Jupiter. And it will be in our skies this Wednesday and through till about September. And with a good pair of binoculars, you should be able to spot it. Right now, it is near what is known as Messier 10, which is one of Messier's objects, which is in the middle of the constellation Ophiuchus. And you probably don't know where that is either. But it is up and left of the constellation Scorpius. And remember I told you about Scorpius the other night and how to find the scorpion. If you go up and left of Scorpius on Wednesday, you might be able to see it. On by mid-August, it will be right in the heart of the scorpion, not far from Antares. Unfortunately, on Wednesday, we also have the full moon and a supermoon, so that's going to wash out a whole lot of sky, so it may be a little bit difficult to see. But between now and September, it will be in our skies. Right now, the moon is up, and Antares and the whole of the scorpion is above the horizon, although I can't see it because of trees. But go out, find scorpion, and look around in that general vicinity and look for a fuzzy thing, and that would be the comet K2.
For NUE with KN4RJN on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. John, so absolutely, we will check it out. We went out on the porch last night to try to catch a glimpse of the moon, and just too many clouds. We just couldn't see anything. We hung around for just a little bit to see if, you know, we could catch a peek, but it's just no way. But two things I do want to discuss with you, three things real quick from a celestial point of view is, I'm not sure, I know we talked about this previously, but if you have not checked out some of the images from the James Webb Telescope that have been released, oh my goodness, I mean, just, it is amazing to see some of those images and just how clear they are. The second thing is that the telescope has already been struck by a meteor, and there's some slight damage, but you know they're still able to pull images. And let me stop there before we move on to the third one. But have you seen any of the images, John?
This is KN4RJN. Yes, I have, and yeah, they are amazing. And yeah, I saw that it got hit by a rock. There's a lot of rocks floating around out there in space, so it doesn't surprise me. But I'm kind of surprised that the Hubble and some of the other space telescopes, of course, they're a little bit closer to Earth. The James Webb is at what is known as a Lagrange point, which is a point where the gravity of the Sun and the gravity of the Earth are approximately the same, and that helps it hold it in position. And that point is about a million miles from Earth. So, and the Sun is about 93 million miles away. So it's a good distance from the Earth, and there's a whole lot of stuff floating around out there. And yeah, stuff happens. What can I say? But yeah, those images are amazing.
I am fascinated with that, with anything from space. You know, I wonder a lot about that. I won't comment on the radio, but I think anything to do in outer space is just, you know, amazing. And the third thing I wanted to comment on tonight was that recently archaeologists have found a hidden hidden. They think it is an observatory under one of the Aztec temples in South America. You need to check it out. It's absolutely amazing. They have found gold-plated rocks and astronomical drawings with diamonds put in accurate reflection of where the stars in the sky. And they think that they may have used it as an observatory to study, but it's quite amazing to see some of those images from so far away, so long ago. I mean,
it is KN4RJN. Well, the Aztecs had the advantage of not having streetlights, and they had some pretty dark skies, and they did, the indigenous people, the Aztecs, the Mayans, all of those down in South America, and of course the early Greeks and Romans, and the Egyptians for that matter, all had the advantage of not having this light pollution we have today. And the Aztecs in particular built their buildings, they're starting to discover, to align with certain astronomical phenomena, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, and various other solar system phenomena. And the Aztecs knew quite a bit, and they knew based on the stars and based on the moon and the position of the sun, they knew quite a bit, and based their calendar on it. So that does not surprise me at all that they would have an observatory. I hadn't seen that particular story yet, but I will definitely check it out. And you're right, the images from James Webb, well, the first images that came in from the Hubble, they you know, the scientists, just their jaws hit the ground, and they were so excited to see it. And now they're seeing the stuff from James Webb, which is considerably further out and is looking further and deeper and further back in time, essentially. It is amazing.
NUE with KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit via Echo Link tonight. So, yes, it is. Any station out there listening, if you, you know, have an opportunity to check out some of those images on the internet that have been posted so far, it is absolutely amazing to see just how tiny we are. And that the new James Webb telescope definitely puts that into perspective. And to be able to see galaxies that are just, some of them I'm assuming are in creation right now. And I know that's, you know, way back in time. We're actually looking back in time, but just to see a new galaxy forming, I mean, that is amazing to me.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, and, well, it was Carl Sagan when they first launched the first Voyager, just as it was about to get out of visual range of the Earth, wanted them to direct Voyager to turn around and take a picture of Earth, and all you saw was this tiny little blue dot in the sky, and that's how far out it was at the point in time. And he said, on that tiny little blue dot, sitting out there in space all alone, every person that has ever lived and will ever live is there. And it was quite the thing. And now we're looking out at galaxies that we're looking millions of years back. We're looking at, you know, is there a possibility that there was an advanced civilization in one of those galaxies? And if so, it may be long dead, and we're just now seeing the galaxy being formed. One of the disadvantages of space travel is it takes so long, and things that we are seeing happened a long, long, long time ago. And there's one star in Orion's belt, and I think it's the middle one, but I don't recall off the hand. But if Jesus had a radio and sent a radio signal to that particular star, it's just now getting there. That's the distances we're talking about.
Understand. Well, John, that's when I meet my creator, that's gonna be the first question I ask him is, how in the world did you do it? I just want to know all the details. Others may ask a different question, but I think that would be my first question. But well, Mr. John, I need to move on down the log. I have enjoyed the conversation with you, sir, and as always, and appreciate you keeping us abreast of what's going on in the heavens. It's always nice to hear your information. So I'll go ahead and prompt you to wind it down so I can move on down the log. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening, Chad. Say hello to Anna for me. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now accepting check-ins for any station, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is, again, KG4BKI and Rock Hill.
I tell you what, bud. Hang on 1 second. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, KK4JBQ here.
Would you be offended if I showed a little bit of hospitality to Jack tonight and had a little comment with him first before we move on to you, sir?
Oh, I'm here for the duration, and I will listen close. KK4JBQ.
KJ4BKI, this is KO4NUE and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead and take it, bud. We'll sit around and talk for a few minutes.
KJ4NUE, hey man, Chad, this KJ4BKI, Jack. I have thoroughly enjoyed listening tonight. Y'all always have one of the best discs going. And I'm up at Rock Hill to watch, I can't think of the name of it right now, but I have thoroughly enjoyed listening. I just went outside, came back in, and looked at the moon, looked at the sky. What y'all was talking about, man, I talk about radio is fellowship and brotherhood, and y'all have it covered. It's there. Just want to say that. KJ4BKI, clear.
Don't run off too quick. let me sit around and talk with you for a few minutes. So let me tell you my experience. I'm kind of new to this. I've been in the hobby for just over a year now. I had some military experience with communications, but, you know, was looking for, when I got out of the military, was just kind of lost my fellowship. Just didn't have a way to connect, you know. And decided when I retired I would never, ever, ever touch another piece of communication gear as long as I lived. But, you know, here I am, you know, a shelf full of radios and, you know, circuit boards laying everywhere and, you know, ohm meters and soldering irons and you know how it goes. And a few candy wrappers, you know what I mean. So, one thing I discovered very quickly was that just how helpful, you know, people are on this frequency. And they have just allowed me, as Mr. Larry would say, to, you know, ask any question that I wanted and just stick my shovel right in it. And there has always been a helpful answer. And I can, you know, that is what attracts me to this net is the fellowship and the people.
And it's I'm up here in Rock Hills, White Cars, and I've been ham since 04. I had some buddies in it, and I was an old lead meter man, and I got a ticket just because, you know, I want to talk to them too. So 2 meter and 10 meters, all I ever want to do. So I was a technician. I'm still a technician. That's all I ever needed. And I've been listening to the rest of it, but like I say, it's nets like this that fellowship, brotherhood, that's the whole thing, and that's what it's all about. And I just want to thank y'all. Like I say, H4BK, clear.
Well, I appreciate you dropping by. Appreciate your comments. Last weekend, we had, for the first time for me and my wife since COVID hit, we got to actually sit down and share a meal with our small group that we are in. And we had 25 hams all in one location, face-to-face. And I ain't never seen anything quite like that. But it was a good thing. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And, you know, you can just imagine, you know, the topics of discussion that we had. And I can honestly say I don't think anybody talked about a radio. I think we all had other things that, you know, we wanted to say to one another. And that was very pleasing for me and my wife, you know, with COVID and all. But with that, you cleared on out, Mr. Jack, so I appreciate you dropping by and appreciate your comments. Come back anytime and just hang around and talk with us for a little bit. We'll probably be hanging around for a round table after this. If you'd like to join in, please do so. Let me let my radio drop and I'll get some more, see if we can get another check-in or two. 4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. The name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Recheck. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. I'm negative and negative, but did want to ask you. I was out by the Lawrence County Hospital. I was just picking up nothing but noise. And unfortunately, with this QIT, it's either all the squelch all the way on or no squelch all the way off. So I couldn't really hear anything. In fact, I was picking up a lot of noise until about 5 minutes ago. And then while I'm sitting still at my favorite QTH, the QT, all the noise went away.
Appreciate you letting us know that. Comments if you've got time. Do you have time to hang around with us for a few minutes?
Keep from going home and mopping the floor. I'll stay around.
All right, roger that. Let me back up and get these last two calls. All right, last two calls. I've got Alpha Foxtrot 4, something, something Lima in Belton. That's all I got. Can you recheck with me, sir?
Roger, roger. That's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. Mark in Belton, back to you. Over.
Other station in there, you two guys doubled, so other station that doubled, go ahead and recheck with me so I can get you in the log, sir.
Control, this is David, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, AF4SX. We're in southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
David, I messed Marie's call up. Can you give me her call one more time? I apologize.
She doesn't talk on the radio much, so I'm sure you're not familiar with it. It's AF4SX. Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray.
Go ahead and recognize Mr. Mark in Belton, AF4, Lima, Victor, and KF4NXY, Mr. David, and he brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. Okay, any more stations that would like to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next on the list, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
We need KK4JBQ. Well, that sounded like one of those things where all the cars are down there on the field and running into each other. And, you know, it's kind of entertaining, but, you know, the wonderful thing is that you kept it all corralled. You wrestled them, every one, to the ground. That's great. That's great. It's good to have everyone in the log. And I'm looking forward to listening to the check-ins that you, or those comments that you turned into, right to. That's good, too. Well, oh, gosh. Well, I don't have anything as grand as the James Webb telescope to talk about. I have to say, John, if you're still listening, that we hang on the edge of our push-to-talk. Just waiting to jump in, but we know we can't, and ask you a question and whatnot. But anyway, this is educational for us, and it stimulates the imagination. I'll put it that way. I went to the web while you guys were talking and looked into some of those pictures you were talking about. It is fascinating and fabulous. But my day was hardly anything so grand. I had a dental appointment today. Need I say more? It wasn't terribly painful, although I do have some work that I'll go in later, and that will be painful. But this happens even at an advanced age. I'll put it that way. They found a cavity, and I haven't had a cavity in 30 years. Just can't imagine that. But anyway, I think today it's a little less than the hammers and chisels that they used to use when I was a kid. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE and KK4JBQ for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, Larry, that is my second fear. Number one is spiders. And number two are dentists and dental hygienists. I don't like either one of them. And I tell my dentist every time I see him, I don't like him. And he laughs, you know, we joke about it. But I do not like any person, you know, messing around with my teeth. So I'm glad you made it 30 years, though. I mean, that's pretty good, 30 years without a cavity.